Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
George Teague in a moment here, because this happened back in the day.
Garcia to Owens, touchdown. And Owens again heading for midfield. There he goes.
And there's going to be a penalty on George Teague because he's going to clock him. Now Teague's going to be kicked out of the game. You know, I got to tell you, I don't blame Teague for doing that. I really don't.
George Teague here on the Morning Roast, former Cowboy. Of course, he's known for that play right there. Well, not really. He was a great defensive back. I'm not going to slight you like that, George. You have won a national championship in Alabama, one of the great Crimson Tide DBs of all time. You had a nice long NFL career. But that play right there out here in San Francisco, that's how we know you, George. How you doing this morning?
Yes, sir. I'm doing great, man. Appreciate it. And thank you for not slighting me a little bit and just saying, hey, you know, yeah, that was a big play. Well, I guess not a play. A big incident.
So when T.O. ran to the star the first time, take me through it, because, you know, out here I was a kid, Shasky was a kid. We were about 15 years old when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he ran to the star the first time, I was like, man, what is he doing? And he places the football there and he throws his arms up on the star. When he did it the first time, what went through your mind, George?
I think everybody, including myself, was more just like, exactly what you said. What is going on? Why is he doing this? Who do you think he is? You know, he's a great player, but, man, just going out and running to the middle of the field and raise your hands up to the heavens on our logo is not cool. So I was definitely taken back, like, man, this guy is – he's a different cat, you know. So then when you go back out a second time, or I'm watching him to see if he's going to go back out a second time after Emmitt, you know, and reclaim the star by going out and, you know, slamming the ball after his touchdown. I was just really just watching him to see if he was going to go. And when I saw him going, man, I just kind of lost it, man. I had said, this ain't going to happen, you know, today. So it's a great thing about rivalries, right? The intensity of a football game, man.
So what led up to that moment? Because T.O.'s on Twitter right now chirping about how you and him were blocking each other, and he claims that he pancaked you and whatnot. What preceded him running to the star? Was there smack talk on both sides? I mean, clearly the rivalry had everyone heated just to begin with. So, like, what preceded him running to the star?
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, he does. He's very good at, you know, going the jar and standing behind his Twitter account or whatever it is, because he had the opportunity to do something at the star with me immediately at that game, and he didn't. So whatever. There was trash talk and things of nature. He always talks about that in the play, and I think that even drives it home even a little bit more, because you can go watch the play. It's up there. Just rewatch the film. But when he said he pancaked me, it was kind of, you know, breaking bro code. It was a kneel-down play, a spike play, you know, and it's kind of that thing where, you know, you take a, you know, a spike, typically everybody just kind of chill, right?
Right.
I think everybody knows that. Well, that's not what he did. So, yeah, he got up under me a little bit, and I was like, dude, what the hell is this? You know, and that's when the first scuffle started in the end zone back then. So there was some of that. There's some truth to, you know, his words about, yeah, we got into it. But that ain't got nothing to do with me going to the star. That's a whole different principle. But there was a lot of trash talk. We were losing. We were getting beat. It was hot on the turf. I can give you all kind of stuff to say it make you delirious. But
right.
you know, in the end, he just should not have taken those actions that he did.
So George Teague here on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game, safety with the Dallas Cowboys, winning a national championship in Alabama. You guys beat that great Miami Hurricanes team back in the Stricker Bowl. Mm. I remember that game. You guys put it on them. So T.O., he gets that second touchdown in the fourth quarter. They go up 41-17. Then he runs to the star. You clock him. And then Derek Deese, a lineman, did you see him trying to go after you there on the star?
You know, I actually had an opportunity to talk to Derek for the first time a couple months ago because I really wanted to know what was going through his mind. And I am so glad that I actually caught him out of the corner of my eye, because if he would have hit me, that might have been the end of my my career as well. But, you know, I was taking taekwondo and some karate, and I had my Mr. Miyagi stuff going on. He missed. Thankfully.
No wonder T.O. didn't want to smoke. I love T.O., man. I'm not messing with a guy who knows taekwondo. That's for sure.
You know, but it was just, you know, I did not see him. That is probably my funnest part of watching the clip again, is actually catching him at the last minute out the corner of my eye as I was staring down T.O. and actually seeing him about to hit me. Now, thank God, I guess he was a lineman. I guess he probably was running a 5-1 or 5-2. So I got there a little bit faster and had a little bit of time to gather myself. You know, hindsight, guys, you know, we're players, we're athletes, we get intense. Typically, we try to make amends, you know, after a heated ball game, but haven't been able to do that with T.O. just yet.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. And me and B, I think we're being a little soft here. I'm going to be real with you. Respectfully, I mean, I had a lot of respect for you guys. I hated the Cowboys, and I still do, and I can't stand your guys' guts. So how did Cowboy fans feel about you laying out T.O.? Were they as happy as Niner fans were seeing T.O. celebrate on the star? Because it was great for the rivalry.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm still talking about this regardless of we're playing this week or not. You know, it's a conversation that I have dang near every day, or probably
really?
Through Twitter or something else. So it's a pretty big deal, especially out in this part of the world, and definitely, you know, among the Cowboy base. Yeah, we still talk about you guys too. We talk about your coach, who's the football coach, wearing that baseball hat on the sideline, and you know, trying to figure out what the heck is going on there. But so it's going to be a fun game. It's going to be intense, you know, here in the Metroplex in Dallas. You know, we're reliving all the early 90s,
right.
You know, NFC championships and things of those nature. So I'm kind of glad it worked out this way just for the fun and the intensity of the game. Of course, all the players, it hasn't been that much history the right. same as before, but this will be a heated thing with the fans in the stadium.
This could be the start of something, George. This could be the start of something here. George Teague on the Morning Roast on 95.7 The Game. With Joe Shasky, the Butcher, and Bonta Hill, reliving the moment where he clocked T.O. on the star. Now, it was named one of the 10 most memorable moments in Texas Stadium history. And when you look at that moment, you'll forever be linked with Terrell Owens. Do you, George? I know we kind of touched on this briefly at the start of this interview, but do you want to make amends with T.O.? Do you want to talk to him at some point to just see what would happen? Because that would be a fun sit-down. You and T.O., Shasky and I can moderate it. You guys can sit down here. We'll meet somewhere, maybe in Phoenix, Arizona, and have you guys sit down, shake hands, and talk about that moment. Do you plan on doing that anytime soon?
No, actually, I'm over it. I'm saying I'm over it. I'm over it. Is trying to find that NFL camaraderie, I guess, that you'd hope to have. See, here's the deal, and you guys need to know this, and all your listeners need to know this. I actually tried to. After I retired, he was still playing. He came to the Cowboys. Remember that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
I was on the sideline with the dude. I'm at the sideline. That was the first time I was like, you know what? I can corner this dude right here. He can talk to me. We can shake hands. We can hug it up. We can do whatever. He wouldn't talk to me at all then. And we've had other opportunities since then. And so now, 22 years later, after this, I'm really just kind of, hey, man, he can go on Kevin Hart and do what he wants. He can go in Twitter and in your San Francisco 49er chat rooms and all that kind of stuff and talk about, you know, how he perceives it. But I don't care, you know, now. Shoot. I'm doing my thing. He's doing his thing, and it can be that way. How about that?
Yeah, they're totally fair. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to tell you otherwise, George. I'm afraid I'm going to get knocked from behind. So who's going to win this weekend, man? I know you're going to try to roll with your Cowboys. You guys haven't beaten anybody of substance all year. Come on, man. You ain't taking the Cowboys this weekend, are you?
Yeah, yes, I am. For sure I am. But I'm going to tell you why, to be fair. And, no, you're right. We haven't really played well against the teams that we need to play against. Now, the playoffs are a whole lot different. But here's the deal. You guys, I think we can figure out a way to try to control Debo. You know, he's going to be everywhere. He's a man. I know you guys got a lot of offensive weapons. I'm really worried about him. I think we can figure that part out. What I think is going to happen is I think our offensive weapons, our wide receiver crew is better than you guys' secondary. And I think that's going to be the difference in the game. If we can establish any kind of run game, we can get some shots over the top. I'm picking it that we're going to win by 3 points if Greg Zuerlein can make a kick when he's supposed to. I'm not going to go, hey, we're going to blow you guys out and all that kind of stuff. I don't. I think it'll be a close game. I think
me too. We'll win
by 3 points.
Hey, George, you're a great sport, man. It was good to catch up with you.
Yeah, seriously.
At that moment lives off forever, whether you like it or not. I know people don't even know that you played on that Bama team that won a national championship. They know you for that play right there, or not even a play, the hit after the play when you knocked T.O. off the star. Iconic moment, whether we want to admit it or not. George, thanks so much for the time today.
Hey, just watch yourself because I know where your radio station is. When I'm out there, I might be coming through to – hit one of y'all in the back of the head since y'all hit me.
Hey, man. I'm not trying to get... I might take an off day. Hey, I don't need Mr. Miyagi karate chopping me, dog. Come on, all right?
Yeah.
Dog, we don't need no problems. I don't want no smoke with you, George.
And thanks for your candor, for real.
All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.